chasing me as I'm out ride. You kept me swerving all of your side of town. Don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black it out. That no lie, I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Heard that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Bullets in me. I'm so rich, so all that what you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get kicked off in it, bitch. I spend meals all in this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You picking that, so can't touch it. Hey, see me, don't speak, ain't nothing, G. I'm in my zone, don't fuck on me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this. We're still in this. We're still in this.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's iPod King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and I got my boy Jay from Up for Discussion in the building. It's time for another episode of SGM Podcast. It is episode 17, so we ready to hop into sports. But Jay, tell them about that song that they just listened to in the intro.
Oh yeah, man, that's that B.O.B. featuring T.I. and Juicy J. It's called We Still In This, man. I'm sure y'all probably heard that, man. I didn't heard that joint on the radio like cray cray. I thought it'd be the perfect song to bring us in, man. We finally back with the 17th episode. And before we jump into sports, you already know we got to show love to you guys, our supporters, our listeners. So the first thing we want to do is go ahead and read off all of the iTunes reviews, man. We got a nice little chunk. Remember how last time I think we only had like one or two?
Yeah,
nah,
man.
Not the case this time, man. We got a handful, baby. So the first one is from ABCDEFG and a whole bunch of music marks. Says, great podcast, the best podcast on iTunes. Keep it up. Next one is coming from, it's either Keandre or K-Andre Carter. He says, yo, this is a great podcast. Keep it up. Got another review from, I'm thinking this is the Walk 71. It says, SGM, this podcast is the real podcast for three things I love. Keep doing what you're doing and what you're doing, IKC and J. Yeah, I'm reading these verbatim. So, nah, it's not me tripping up over my words. It's how y'all type it. The next one is Andrew00000 says, great podcast. Y'all talking about three of the top things. Keep it up. Next one. CFGSSEFH. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that, so I just went with the letters. Says, love it, listening to this every day over and over. Love it. Yo, I appreciate you, man. Listening to it over and over. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two, we got double, or what is this? Dub. Oh my God. Like, I don't know how to pronounce that. Dublesta C7? Yo, correct me. Call me in with a voicemail if I know I totally butchered that. Says, great show. If you don't listen to this podcast, you got issues. Seriously. I agree with that, man. Like, yo, if people ain't listening to this, they got some problems. And the last one is from the homie D Money. And, I don't know. That's like 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, listen to, man. So we appreciate all the love. Keep those 5-star reviews coming. And before we jump into sports, let's play this voicemail that we got, man. Person didn't leave a name, so next time if you call in, leave your name so we can refer to you by first name. So, yeah, let's get into it.
All right. Top 5 shooting guards are at 5, J.R. Smith, 4, Paul George, 3, James Harden, 2, Wade, and 1, Mamba.
So, yeah, Carter, he dropped us his top 5 shooting guards. He had, well, y'all heard what he had.
Exactly.
What you think about that list, man? Like, you like that?
Not a bad list, you know, but I still have my own personal preferences, you know, just saying.
I agree, man. Hey, all I can say is at least we all agree on the top 3, man. Harden, yeah. Wade, and Kobe. I mean, like, yeah, there you go.
It don't get no better.
It don't get no better than that, man. So let's dive into sports, man. You know we got all the court news.
Birdman hands. Birdman hands. You hear that? You hear them Birdman?
I hear them, man. I hear the palms rubbing, baby. I hear
First thing that is up, and oh, just to let you guys know, we are definitely sorry that we weren't able to get you an episode last week. You know, I do want to start off with that. You know, it was a little schedule mix up. You know, things got tight. You know, things happen. But Paul George, That's, you know what I'm saying?
Know the song.
Yeah, I know, right? Now, Paul George, we, you know, the top five, you know, shooting guards, you know, it was a lot going on. A lot of people were talking about Paul George. Oh, how is he not in your top five? But, you know, if he was in your top five, we give big ups to you guys. But one thing we need to talk about is the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, yes, man. Like, I was a little, disappointed we didn't have a show last week, cause I wanted to call the Warriors beating Denver before it actually happened. Cause I saw one game and I was like, oh, it ain't no way, man. It ain't no way. If Steph Curry is good and his team keep lighting it up the way they lighting it up, it was no way that Denver was going to beat them, man. So I got high hopes for the Golden State Warriors, man. We gonna dive into whether or not I think they can handle the Spurs a little bit later.
Well, but at this current junction, they are up against the Spurs, but it's halftime, so.
Wouldn't be surprised, man. Wouldn't be surprised. But, I'm loving GS Dub, man. They doing their thing right now, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of touch on that and let y'all know that, yo, keep your eye on GS Dub.
All day. High impact games.
Yes, now, I love that.
The next topic, we want to talk about Russell Westbrook and his injury and the way it affects the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, we all know that in the first round, these guys had to play Harden and Houston Rockets, right?
Man, they almost took it to seven, dog.
These dudes were up 3-0. Patrick Beverley got the call from upstairs and said, take Westbrook out.
We going there?
Yeah,
you think it was a setup? You think that's what it was?
All day long. That's what I do. Conspiracy theories. But.
Oh, I can't believe you, man.
after his mission was accomplished, it seems like.
I love the way they tried to take him out though, like the next game.
Oh, of course, because it was too much emotion.
His squad was out for him, man.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Soon as they found out Westbrook was going to be out, man, with surgery, people were losing their minds. They were sending death threats and everything.
But here's my question. How did that man make it out of the stadium alive, though, man?
I don't know. Until this day, they must not be riding like that in Oklahoma.
They can't be, man. I'm just saying, man. They would have had to, like, if that was New York, if that was Miami, if that was Philly, if that was Detroit, if that was LA, I mean, they would have had to like ship that man out in, I don't know, some dirty laundry or something. He would have had to go out with all the dirty jerseys, man.
All day. The water boy would have had to smuggle him out. Nah, but, the impact of Westbrook's injury is definitely a big toll. You guys saw it in the first round. Houston looked like they didn't have a chance against the front court of the Oklahoma City Thunder. But as soon as Westbrook got hurt, they won two games. Everybody was biting their nails. OKC fans was looking around like, is this really happening? Is this a dream? But the second round has started.
More like a nightmare, Carter.
Yeah, you're not lying. Definitely not lying.
They wish it was a dream.
You're definitely not lying about that. But, the first game of the second round has already, been decided. Oklahoma City Thunder won by two, but. Barely. Kevin Durant had to take 26 shots.
All I'm saying is he put his jersey number up, and this is the thing. I don't want to go here because we're going to talk about that later, but I'll just give y'all a little taste. I just feel like it's going to always have to be somebody else. Like, the minute somebody else doesn't show up with KD, they doomed.
Yeah, because Kevin Martin also shot 14 shots. And
I mean, he scored like 25.
Yeah, he was 8 for 14. Like, he had to show up. Yeah. Because if he didn't show up, it was over. It would have been over, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, it's also necessary now, man, in this junction. But, moving away from that, before we dive too deep into predictions, that's coming up. Not yet, though. I want to talk about D12, man. Like, and let's not spend too much time on this dude. My one question for you, Carter, is do we care where Dwight Howard plays next season?
Yeah, he can come to Philly all day.
Or do you care?
He can come to Philly all day.
Do you care, though? Like, nah. not whether or not you wish he was in Philly. Do you care where he plays next season?
No. I'm not on one of those, I gotta watch what Dwight does next year. I'm not that guy. Especially after this season.
I hate to say it, man. I think Dwight has already peaked. I think he's on his way down.
Think he's on his way down already?
And not for like any physical reasons. Not for, you know, a lack of ability. I think it's just something is going on with his mind, man. I mean, I don't know if he's paying too much child support. You know, he got a lot of baby mamas running around or what. His mind just ain't in the game. And until his mind get right, I mean, think about it. This is the dude that wanted to set the record 2 years ago for the player that won the most consecutive defensive player awards. He didn't even try to get the award this year.
Nah.
Like, didn't even attempt. Wasn't even mad that he wasn't even in consider for the award. I mean, like, it's not the same dude from, like, 2 years ago. Like, I don't know what happened with him, but, you know, it's something going on, you know. Mm-hmm. Lord willing to do to get his mind right, because, I mean, he has a lot of potential.
I know what happened.
What was that?
Alien technology.
Alien technology?
The headband?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a normal headband.
Cells, man. I don't know what happened.
It's not a normal headband. That headband right there, y'all ever seen Men in Black?
The headband is the reason, dog.
I'm just saying, you know.
The real question of the night should be, what happened to the headband?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Dwight. I'm sorry, man. I know your brain got taken over by aliens, but you'll be all right.
Good. Hey, long as it wasn't an anal probe, right?
Ooh, I just seen the next topic. You can take
hey,
me for this.
Yeah, hold up. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna throw us a curveball because of that. And I just didn't even notice how that coincided. But, let's talk about Chris Paul for a second. Do we care where Chris Paul plays next season?
No.
I care where Chris, I mean, do I care where Chris Paul play next season?
If he goes to another team, I'm gonna lose interest.
I mean, I know where I want to see him play.
But see, this is what you got to think. Okay, why do we have to keep moving Chris Paul around to get him a ring?
He's not aligned with the right people. I'm gonna tell you, like, real talk. If you want to see Chris Paul get a ring, put him on the same team with Kobe. Enough said, man. Like, you don't understand. Did you see the press conference after that loss?
Yeah.
That is a person that hates to lose. You put him and Kobe Bryant, two people that hate to lose on the team, whether they got Dwight, whether they got Powell, they going to make it happen. All I'm saying is...
That's just too much of a super team, man.
I say find a way to get him there.
That's too much of a super team. I couldn't take it.
Hey, peep this out. My homeboy, he dropped this on me. My homie K Woods, he said he could see this coming. You know, if this is happening, it came directly from my homie K Woods. Even swap Westbrook for Paul.
Oh God. That's too much athleticism on one team in the Clippers.
Oh God. You say championship if that happened?
Nah, not for the Clips.
No, not for the Clips, nah.
Because
man,
Westbrook ain't, because Westbrook
about OKC. Went. OKC with Chris Paul, Durant. I mean, everybody else is, they don't really matter. Chris Paul, Durant.
Well,
if you want to start naming some other names.
But what we would have to see is more athleticism from Perkins. Then you would have to have Kevin Martin hitting everything that.
Remember though. It's Chris Paul though, man.
But see, all right.
Get your feet.
But let's think about it like this. When he was playing with the Clippers or, you know, his current team, mm-hmm. The people that stepped up the most were not people like Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, the people that catch lobs all game. It was people like Caron Butler going to the rack without a care in the world. Yeah, foul me. You gonna get this dunk though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the rack with aggression. People like Jamal Crawford coming off the bench, putting up digits. You know what I'm saying? Putting people on skizzies. Like, that's one thing that people don't understand. Like, they don't want to, LA didn't want to believe in Crawford. They believed in, what was his name? Is his name Bledsoe? Is that his name?
Yeah, Bledsoe and Willie Green got all the minutes in that last game.
Exactly. So it's like, why believe in them? When you need clutch shooter, like, you never seen what Jamal Crawford did in his career?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Coach sat him because the shots that he did take, he missed. I mean, whether or not that justified keeping him on the bench, I don't know if I could say that. I think you gotta put JC out there, man.
It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's to each his own. You know, a lot of people will also say, Matt Barnes and, you know, people like that, like, oh, why are they getting in? It's a lot to go around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not anybody's fault per se, but, you know, they know why they lost.
Yep. I agree. So, jumping into this next topic, I mean, I'm sure everybody expects us to talk about it, especially since, you know, we didn't talk about it last week. You yawning already. We get it. I mean, dog, like, come on. Okay. First gay NBA player, scrub, Jason Collins, man. Like, I feel like him coming out the closet or wherever he came from, like, it was all business, man. Like, this dude was probably not going to find himself on an NBA team coming in the next season. And I felt like this is a good way to do it. Cause now it's like, if he don't get picked up, it's looked at him as discrimination, man. And to me, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, okay, we get it. You gay, you NBA player, you black, you know, all of these trifectas. But I mean, it don't really stop the world from rolling, man.
All I got to say about that is I ain't taking a shower next to the nigga.
All right, man. So, that's enough of Jason Collins. What are your thoughts on, the way Chris Broussard got attacked, man? I mean, people came at the homie Chris Broussard because he's a Christian and he has some things to say. You know, he just said he don't agree with homosexuality. But the thing about it is, he didn't just go after homosexuality, man. He said, you know, he doesn't agree with, you know, the homosexual lifestyle, openly premarital sex between heterosexuals, adultery, you know, all of that type of stuff. Like, all of these things are, you know, goes against his belief as a Christian. And this dude got straight crucified for saying these things on ESPN, man. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts is the world is fucked up. Well, I'm sorry. The United States is fucked up. I'm putting that straight on the record, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. How are you going to crucify somebody for their fucking beliefs?
For their opinion and their beliefs.
You didn't crucify that man for his sexuality.
Exactly.
So why are we making a victim?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just so crazy. The way they let this shit ride, man. Like,
it's like, I hate to say it, man, but it's like everybody is on that gay bandwagon, dog. And it's like, if you say the slightest thing against it, they coming at you, man, with pitchforks and fire, and they ready to hang you at the stakes, man.
That's what I'm saying. I just can't understand it, yo.
It's like, crazy. Like, I mean, just think about it. 30 years ago, like, homosexuality was not accepted at all. Nowadays, it's like, if you even act like you don't even want to sit or stand or look at somebody that's homosexual, if you look like you don't tolerate it, it's like they coming for you, dog. The mob squad is after you.
Yeah, it's just out of line. Like, I'm gonna just keep it all the way real. Like, the shit that they've done is just, it's out of line, man. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Every state, you know what I'm saying? Then they passing all these crazy laws and stuff. But when it comes to somebody and their religious beliefs, you can't sit up there and just have a listen. You gotta automatically think that they're, you know, racist and they're bashing and, you know, hate crimes and stuff like that.
Like, it's not even that serious, man. I mean, the way I see it is this man, that's the way he chooses to live his life. I mean, so be it. It's just crazy how it becomes national news just because this dude comes out of the closet. Like, I mean, okay, we get it, man. And this is another thing, man. Like, I could understand this having a much more impact if he was an active player. This dude isn't even on nobody's team. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. it's not like we looking at the Heat and, okay, I will go with the Heat, would not. Okay. We go into the Heat and somebody on that team just comes out and be like, yeah, they homosexual or whatever.
All right, all right, for instance, like if D Wade just be like, yeah, me and Gabrielle was just together for publicity purposes. You know what I'm saying? To keep me out of the closet. Or to keep my secret, you know, between us or whatever. Or to keep the media out of my life about it and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that would happen. Like, and then I guarantee
that.
I think that
would make more news than this should, in my opinion, because not only is he an active player on a team, not only are they still playing in the playoffs, but he's on one, he's a superstar. I mean, he's a big name. Right. Think about it. Like, that's going to more than likely impact endorsements. All of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? More things come into play, but we talking about a player that has no endorsements, a player, well, as far as I know, he doesn't have any endorsements, a player that isn't.
Oh, he about to get a banging contract with Isaac.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. He about to get a whole bunch of stuff, man.
JC Penney about to use that.
It was a business decision, bro. You can't tell me it wasn't all business, man.
Hey, you gotta make money, man. You know, they one of the biggest mafias now.
And my whole thing is, he flagrant, dog. And in my version, my opinion, what flagrant is a dude that, like, why you messing with dudes and chicks, man? Like, pick a team and roll out, man. Like, oh, this dude led this chick on, like, he was gonna marry her. Like, that's flagrant, dog. That's flagrant.
Oh, he's one of those bisexual heads.
Yes. Yes, dude. He led this chick on. They were supposed to get married. He called off the engagement and everything.
Oh, shit.
Like, the first time she found out the nigga was homo was when he came out nationally. Like, so she broke the rule that we was talking about when we talked about this like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, where we was like, yo, if you family, you know, come holler at us. He didn't even do that.
Right. Yeah, I heard because his brother said he didn't even know.
Yeah, that's crazy, son. Like, dude. I don't get it, man. That's crazy, man. But,
all right, moving on.
Moving on, yeah. I don't know how many of y'all heard what, I mean, y'all know basketball players, they got wives and, you know, in many cases, they got girlfriends. Well, the homie Jalen Rose was doing a little talk about how, you know, players need to make sure that their wives sit on one end of the court and then, you know, the girlfriends, or as he liked to call it, what did he call them? The roadkill. That's right. They need to sit on the other side of the stadium. So Carter, what's your thoughts on Jalen Rose coming out and, you know, kind of, you know, putting the brothers on blast? Like, we know
he
you just, got wives.
He just fucked everybody's shit up.
I know, right? Now the wife is going to be, maybe not even the wife. Now the wife or the girlfriend is going to be walking around and checking out them other sections of
Wife. Just the wife. The girlfriend know the deal.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, they know the deal. They know.
Hey, you know, some of them be out of line though, man. You gotta
Cause they ratchet, but it happens.
Hey, what can you say, man?
Let's just put it like this. Next time Kobe got a big game and you say, babe, I got your tickets, you know, courtside near the team bench. Nah, boo, I'm gonna go sit over there with the fans today.
Yo, straight up. I know you seen Kobe tweeting at Skylar Diggins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Telling her to join Team Mamba. I'm like, is this dude serious? Like, this dude is getting himself in trouble, huh? And I know you done seen Shaq on TNT. Like, man.
Shaq,
like, the thirst for Skylar Diggins is ridiculous, son.
I mean, she bad, though.
I mean, she bad. I mean, but still, dog, that thirst is, like, ridiculous, though.
But I think the main thing about sitting your wife and your girlfriend on two different sides of the court, because basically if they're sitting in the same section and she's that's my baby.
Oh, go. No, nah, hell no.
That's my baby right there. Go, baby. And then the wife turn around and be like, bitch, what?
That's yeah, like baby. You definitely don't have them. You definitely don't have them at the same games, dog. Like, I don't know, man. That's crazy.
That's how it go, though.
Yo, that's a lot of juggling, man.
I mean, some men built for that, man. I give it up.
Yo, man. I don't know, man. I ain't got time to I ain't built for all of that, man. One woman is enough. Like, I tell anybody that, man. One woman is enough.
Indeed, indeed. But I guess when we can move on from that, right? You want to get into a cat fight?
We got this off the court news. Now, I know many of y'all are familiar with Serena Williams, but how many of y'all know Sloane Stephens? Like, you know, y'all probably like, huh? Who y'all talking about? Well, there's a new, I guess we could call it like a up and coming African American tennis player. And you know, the girl got skills. Well, recently she went up against Serena and she whooped that trick. You know what I'm saying? She whooped that. And you know what happened afterwards, right? Serena started tossing that shade in her direction, man. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she unfollowed her on Twitter. You know, she starts subtweeting, you know, blocked her on BlackBerry Messenger. You know, she really did some old sidearm stuff, man. So what's your thoughts on that, Carter, man? My whole thing is, can't we all get along? Come on, man. We African Americans out here doing things, man. When y'all both play, it's a win-win. Like,
I mean, but see, what you got to understand is, man, people love to hate.
Man, it's funny when it be like the celebrities that be the ones that's loving to hate too, though.
I know, right? It just diminishes everything, like all our aspirations and everything we want to do in life. Because you think, all right, I want to be that big. Yeah, the haters got me there. But when you be like another celebrity that you look up to, that you admire, that you know.
Toss you the cold one.
That really
hurts. I ain't talking about a brewski.
Ain't talking about it. But all I can say is these two just need to stop. Because I think, seriously, Serena could probably do some damage. Them thighs.
Oh, you talking about scrotapping? Nah, man. It ain't even about that. Like, if I'm
hey, strong, I'm just saying, you know, I would like her to put her leg around me, though.
Yo, dog, if she put her legs around you, man, you gonna be tapping out, my nigga. Like,
hey,
like, I know David Carter never lost a match in the octagon, but he would find his first L, dog.
Listen, different strokes, baby.
That's my thunder thighs, my nigga.
As soon as she wrapped the one leg, KY, she wrapped the second leg, entry. I'm in there, she losing. I'm gonna get my last movements, yeah, my last breath.
She gonna wrap around you like a damn boa constrictor, my nigga.
I'm gonna be right there taking it to the heaven. Fuck it. I went out like a G. I went out like a G, baby. Nah, but yeah, they need to chill though. They need to chill.
Yeah, man. If I'm Sloan, like Loki, if I'm Sloan, I'm up and coming. I'm talented. I ain't even gonna focus on it, man. Whatever, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's that reality check you need, man. Like, cause you know, a lot of people, when they grow up, you know, cats be like, yo, I want to be like Jordan. You meet Jordan, that nigga's an asshole. Then it's like, F Jordan. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, sometimes you kind of need that fuel on the fire, man. You know, maybe that's going to charge her up. Like, so I say use it to your benefit, man. Don't be mad that, you know, she blocked you, she unfollowed you, whatever, man, whatever. Beat her on the court, man. Continue to whoop that trick on the court. And handle your business, man. Next thing you know, you're going to be the one lifting up, you know, the medals. You're going to be the one that's over there playing in the Olympics. You're going to be the one getting those endorsements. So, yeah, man, just keep your head on straight. You know, keep doing what you're doing. And don't even worry about Serena, man. That's my thoughts on that.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hey, you mind if I switch something up, man? Since we've been going for almost 30, man, I want to try something different. I know the sports be running long. So how about we give them like a musical – like what do they call that shit? A musical interlude or no? What is that? Intermission. That's right. Let's give them a little intermission before we get into the second half of sports, man. You want to do that?
That's cool with me.
Hey, this is off the flip. I know the song I'll play for y'all because me and Carter was talking earlier about Wiz Khalifa, and I'm like, yo, Wiz Khalifa can't flow, man. That nigga's garbage. He always rapping slow. And you know what? What'd you tell me, Carter?
You ain't in no.
We got a lot of men. If you see me, got a problem, run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve him. He'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle. I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom. Now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call him. It's a millie if you call him. Presidential Rolly is a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little new. But you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed. You don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you know, it's got a lot of nerve. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time to get into the second part of sports. Now, we're going to start it off with the top five NBA small forwards of our choice. Jay, you know you got to go first.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. You did go first last time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number five is Lil Dang. Number four, I'm really stuck on this one. I'm out of respect. I do Paul Pierce. Number three, Melo. Number two, Durant. And number one, LeBron.
Okay.
Who you got?
Now, one thing that I will say, Paul George is listed as a small forward.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Come on, dog. You for real?
I'm dead serious. Now, it's crazy because Danny Granger is out.
If we count him as a small forward, since we omitted him for shooting guard, then you can take Pierce out and forget everything that I just said about respect and all of that crap. And put him in there at number four, Paul George.
All right. Now, Paul George, one thing that I will say, a lot of people have been getting it mixed up. The reason he's in that shooting guard, you know what I'm saying, is because Danny Granger was there. You know what I'm saying? Danny Granger was listed as a small forward. So it was kind of crazy. So he had to get either pushed down. You know, he's one of those swing type guys. You know, he can play forward, he can play guard.
I think he can play both positions.
You know, so they have him listed as a guard. So my top five.
Drop that.
Now, this is not out of respect. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is stats. Paul Pierce, number five. A man had 19, 5, and 5. Paul George, he had a better rebounding and he's more athletic and younger. 19, almost 9 rebounds and 5 assists. Melo, I know you can score your ass off. I know, but you just don't do it for me in the assist category. So that's why you're at number 3. Kevin frickin' Durant. And LeBron frickin' James. Now, can I drop a little bit of knowledge?
Hey man, it's all you.
Now we all know that LeBron got that MVP, right?
Yes, sir.
But did you know that LeBron points per game was 24.5? Rebounds per game, 7.8. Assists per game, 6.8. But he had a 62% field goal percentage. That's insane.
I mean, I thought you was about to say, like, he didn't deserve it. Like, those stats say that he does.
No, but listen to this.
Okay.
32 points per game. 8.9.
Ooh.
Shush, I got this. 8.9 rebounds per game with 6 assists per game, but shooting 48% from the field.
I know who that
Kevin
is.
Kevin Durant. The Durantula.
Yeah.
So, for all the people out there that say LeBron does it all, LeBron is a man among children. Or a god among men. I have to put him at my number 2. I'm sorry.
Hold up. Dude, what are you talking about? You already named off your top 5.
No, I didn't.
What? I'm like hella confused right now, dog. You said LeBron was number one.
What I did was I named Kevin Durant and LeBron James as the final 2. But then I placed them.
Me, man, you always doing some.
I'm always
man,
doing some fly
dog,
shit, right?
Just do it right. Like you always got to add like a little twist on it. Like my niggas, I know I had said his name last, but he really technically wasn't the first. This nigga here, dog. Okay, man. Like you could have just said LeBron Durant, dog, and then gave us your explanation. But nah, I get it. You want to draw everybody in?
Yeah, man. But I will say this, man. 62% from the field is amazing for a small forward.
That's crazy, dude.
But stat-wise...
Don't shoot that well from the free throw line.
Yeah. But stat-wise, man, Kevin Durant for me this season, man. 32-8-6. Well, shoot.
You know the difference. It's just that LeBron does it with more impact. You know,
yeah,
Grant does it quietly. And I mean, believe it.
Nah, he'll be doing it quietly. Like, don't lie like that.
Think about it, man. Kevin Durant could put up yesterday. He put up 35 points and people act like it was nothing. I mean, like they don't go hoopla over it. It's just like, all right, nigga, 35 points. Cool.
That's what he do. That's light work.
I mean, that's how they treat it. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like, yeah, you got 32 points, nigga, but you know, LeBron scored that 20, what was it, 26? What was it? What'd you say? 26?
Yeah, that 24,
26. Oh, 24. He scored it harder than KD. I mean, like, those stats look nice, man. It ain't no question about it.
Yo, it's just crazy that if you round this man's stats off, 33-9-6.
Round LeBron's.
24-8-7.
I mean, either way, it looked nice, man.
But that 62% from the field that's what gave him the MVP.
That's that give you that edge, dude.
Yeah, that's what gave him the MVP.
It ain't no denying that, man.
It ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, below 50% and well above it, like, dude, who would you rather have?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, well, we know who you rather have. You rather have Durant.
Yeah, I'm a Durant. Durantula. All right, man, let's move on.
Okay, man. So on the court news, man, I know we've been talking basketball like crazy. Let's talk something other than basketball. Let's talk about fisticuffs, man. We want to talk about the fight that happened. What was it? Well, it ain't happened yet. John Jones versus Anderson Silva. This is the new super fight. It always used to be GSP versus Anderson Silva, but now they talking JJ versus AS, man. What's your thoughts on this possible matchup?
I don't like it.
For what reason?
I don't want Anderson Silva moving up in weight for no particular reason just to fight this man.
I mean, as AS though, like, I mean, if he really wants this dude, like, what's the, Why not?
Man, it's just Anderson Silva, don't get me wrong, pound for pound, one of the best to ever do this shit. But John Jones, man, this motherfucker, this tall son of a bitch.
He came out of nowhere, son.
He can't, yo, listen, he... It's just one of them fights where I don't want to see Anderson Silva lose, man. That's where I stand.
Let me just ask you this. If these two dudes were to fight, how is it ending? And in what round?
If it doesn't end in round one by punches from Anderson Silva, it may go by decision or submission in the last round for John Jones.
Funny thing is, I don't see this going to a decision. Like, I mean, I haven't watched a UFC fight in, I would probably say, almost well over a year. This would be one I would order. Like, I mean, I feel like I would get my money's worth, whether it be a first round knockout, TKO, submission, whatever it may be. I don't see this fight going the distance. I feel like somebody is going to get in there and they going to realize, oh my God, I wasn't the baddest man walking the planet Earth. I mean, I honestly can't call it. I don't know. One of these niggas is gonna walk out that ring like, I am the baddest man alive, and the other one is gonna be like, oh my God, I am not invincible.
That's how it's gonna come down to.
And who that is, I have no idea. But I can tell you this though, one of two things is gonna happen. Both of these men are gonna leave out of that ring having left it all in there, or one person is gonna have it so met they match that we gonna be like, oh my God, I didn't know that dude could get his arse whipped in such a fashion. And it's just gonna be like the crumbling of a legend.
Totally, you're right about that though.
I mean, like, to be honest, that's one of those fights where you put your legacy on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with the fact that they're in two different divisions. It's like, yo, bro. It's like if me and you, me and you in two different weight classes, man, I'm like hella short. So it's just like if me and you is like, okay, yeah, nigga, we gonna fight, you know, cause I'm the best doing it in this lightweight division and you the best doing it in your division. So let's go ahead and fight. And then we get in there. It's either, oh my God, did Carter just get his ass whooped by little ass Jay, or what the fuck was Jay thinking? He knew he was about to get beasted on. And it's just like, you were the greatest, but now, nigga, you just a chump that got whooped, that was outmatched, outclassed, and what was you thinking? The paycheck ain't even gonna be enough to heal your pride, to heal your ego from this beating.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I look at it. It's like really putting your legacy on the line, man.
I feel that, definitely.
And here's my question for you. Do you think either of them are willing to do that?
Anderson Silva, no. John Bones, yes. And this is why I say that.
Youth.
John, not only youth, but he has the weight advantage. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have seen Anderson Silva put on weight to fight fighters and mm-hmm. still get the win. But I don't know, man. Unless they come to like a standard where he doesn't actually have to move all the way up in the class with max weight, where they can just meet in some weight, like in some type of area where, you know, both guys gotta make a certain weight and, you know, meet at the middle. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be better than him packing on all those pounds, having to turn it and keep the speed and stuff like that. He's getting older. You know, when will they schedule it? You know, John Bones broke his toe. So it's like, you know, that's time that has to heal. You know what I'm saying? Anderson isn't getting any younger. So it's a lot you have to think about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I say that we wouldn't see this fight no sooner than 2014.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like, summer 2014 at that. Like, I'm dead serious. Dead serious. Like, I seriously think they will make us wait that long. Like, I'm just saying, man. But sticking with UFC news, man, your boy GSP, he wants no rounds in the UFC. He, like, forget 3 rounds, forget 5 rounds, just set the clock for 30 minutes and let us fight. What's your thoughts on that?
He need to go to Pride. That's my thoughts, man. All right, GSP, I understand, you know, sometimes you feel as though the end of the round is coming. You're starting to get an upper hand on a guy. You're not gassed, but he's looking down and out and you want to finish him. But your time runs out. Okay, how about you do this? Go to Pride. You know what I'm saying? Get that long first round. You know what I'm saying? Take it to the max. But don't try to mess up the UFC. You're drawing now. You need rounds. You know what I'm saying? You need, like, there's not a sport that has no intermission in between it. You know what I'm saying? May it be football, baseball, basketball, golf, hockey, you know what I'm saying? Soccer, like, there's always intermission. Like, you cannot just sit up here and say, yeah, I don't want no rounds. I just want this to be a one-on-one fight to the death. Like, what are you talking
about? That's great. And that's essentially what it is. Like,
come on.
I mean, I think you have to have rounds because you have to keep in mind, everybody isn't going to be a fighter that has that stamina. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens to guys that don't have the cardio skills to last that long? I mean, so what? He got to lose because of that? When, if he would have had like a few, what is it? I think, what they get, like a minute or two or something like that in between rounds?
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that 2 minutes can be helpful. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you need that. You know, you need that pep talk, man. It's so many different aspects that come along with the breaks and the rounds, man. It's not just being able to rest.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What's up?
The Warriors are up 92-80 right now.
Really? Is that what you cut me off for? I see it. I got the TV on.
Son. They about to... Son.
I mean, it's the start of the fourth quarter, man. We talking 12 points.
Son. Steph Curry is going in.
I know, man. And you just had to cut through the show to do that?
Yeah, I had to do it.
All right, man. I might not even cut that shit out. I might leave him in there showing you how you just be interrupted.
Sonny got 32 though.
Hey man, it's only the beginning. No, he's still in there, man. I told y'all, go. We ain't even got to the prediction. See, we can't even talk about that yet.
Okay, my bad. You right.
Okay, man. So I don't even know where I was, man. You cut me off like hella mids.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. I'm just trying to think. Where was I? I don't know, man. UFC rounds. What you say? No rounds, yes rounds.
Yes, rounds. We need them. It's structure, baby.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was just saying it's more that goes into it than just getting a breather, you know, getting a squig of water, man. Sometimes you just need that mental reset. You know what I'm saying? If you getting them hands put on you a little bit, you almost got choked out. You know, you need that time to, you know, get your mind right again. So I feel like we got to keep the rounds in there, man. Definitely right. Keep them in there. So still talking about that hand work. What you think about your boy Mayweather?
Man, this was one of the best scrimmages I've ever seen in my life.
Is that what that was? Like, I mean,
come on. You can't say that one in a sparring session.
I mean, like that, can I get that time back?
Yo, Floyd put them paws on him all fight long.
Hey, Carter, all I gotta say is shout out to the dudes that gave up cool for that fight.
Yeah.
I think we might have had some dudes that might have been able to give Mayweather his first loss for wasting their time.
Yo, that. But see, what made it so crazy was Mayweather didn't waste our time. Like, he had a great fight.
Yeah, it was a great fight.
Shut Guerrero down.
I mean, like, dude, did you see his hitting percentage? Like, the dude landed over 60% of his punches. That is insane.
Son, the faster, the smarter fighter just showed out. The first two rounds, you know what he did? He said, I'ma lead off. See what his power looking like. See what his counter game looking like. After that, it was over.
It was a clinic, man. He put on a clinic.
Yo, listen, I'm watching the fight. I'm laughing. Why is it like, I don't know why you're watching that. You don't need to watch that. You know what I'm saying? You already know what's about to happen.
Yeah. Little
straight rights, body work, uppercut, like lefts. He was just doing it all, man.
Hey, it was easy work, man. Like, this is my only gripe with Mayweather after the end of the fight. Why the hell you got to tell us about your hurt right hand? Like,
because his hand always hurt.
I mean, this is my thing. Like, why we need to know that? Why couldn't you just whoop this nigga at? Like, nigga, my hand, you know, I hurt my right. What? We. Nigga,
yo, he hurt his right hand every fight though.
Why are we making why? Like, what? Where's the relevance in I hurt my right hand? Like, what
because
is that?
Because he gotta let y'all know he like Kobe. He nah, trying man, to let y'all you know that nigga did it. He ain't doing 100%.
I think that's that was like code language to let one of his chicks know who he had chose that night. My right hand hurt, you know. If he would have went with the other chick, then when my left hand hurt. So, you know, he went, my right hand hurts. So that just let them know, you know, which one to be ready. That's what that was, man.
Nah, like, that was the my right hand hurt, but I threw the money with the left in the club.
I mean, like, it was no reason in my mind to say my right hand hurt. If I just got the W, I don't care, man. I don't care if I broke my right hand. I'm not about to get up here and like, yeah, nigga, I broke my right hand on this nigga face. Like, what is he gonna do? Like, I mean, oh, what they gonna say? Oh, let's go back to the boards and give him two more points. Nah, I got the W, dog.
Yo, like, listen, they announced him winning that shit before the judges even spoke.
I know.
She was like, into the winner. I was like, what the fuck? Where's the scorecards? What is going on?
Yo, that's wild, man.
I was cracking up.
Yeah. Nah, big ups to the homie Mayweather, though, man.
Money team, but
yes, sir, TMT.
Let's jump into the last topic of sports.
Yes, man. The topic that Carter couldn't wait to get through, interrupting multiple times.
Sorry. Yeah,
man. Nah, man, you good. But, I'm gonna let you go first, man. We talking about our second round in NBA playoff predictions. So where you want to start, on the East or the West?
Let's start on the East since the East is summed up both first games.
Okay.
All right, first of all, Miami, they just took a tough loss tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Showing that LeBron can't get it done in the fourth quarter.
Hey, big ups to Nate Robinson, dog. That nigga's been balling his ass off. Hey, if they don't pay him next year.
Somebody getting fucked up.
Hey, and this is the funny thing about Nate Robinson, man. Almost a year and a half ago, niggas was wondering if he was even going to still be in the NBA. He bounced around. He was in OKC. He was in Boston. And then he finally found his home in Chicago, and he didn't just come over there and was like, all right, you know, I know D-Rose probably going to be coming back. He was like, man, I'm going to make y'all niggas forget about Derrick Rose. Like, and for the most part, he's held it down. Like, I can't even front. Nate Robinson gets mad props from me. I think the boy's been balling his ass off, And I hope he continue to ball hard, man. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to, you know, cut in and, you know, give Nate his props. So getting back to the Heat and the Bulls, man, what's your thoughts?
All right. The Heat took a tough loss, but they still do have the superpower LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, the 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. But the Bulls' hustle has outshined Brooklyn in seven games, you know what I'm saying? Outshined them.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Heat in seven.
Likewise. Likewise.
And the only reason I say that is the Heat are going to win like the next two straight, you know what I'm saying? One in Chicago as well. And then they're going to lose. And then they're going to win, lose, then most likely win again. You know what I'm saying? The up and down is a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, New York versus Indy. Indy ain't no motherfucking no team to play with. Everybody know that. Indy ain't the type to be played with. Now, if New York do what New York did in game one, which is jack, they're literally going to get swept if they keep playing around like this. They're not playing basketball. They're not playing like how they play going into the playoffs. I don't understand why Carmelo Anthony has to have this God complex to say, feed me the ball. I can get us out the slump. You can't. I haven't seen the ball rotate like it was before the playoffs. I don't know if it's the added pressure, you know, that's coming from all the teams. I don't know. But they're just not playing like the Knicks. And
I agree.
I see 4-2 Indy.
You got 4-2 Indy?
Yeah.
I got 4-3 Knicks.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Moving on to the West Coast. OKC versus Memphis. Now, Westbrookless OKC going up against a full roster of the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh man, it's gonna be hell for OKC, and this is why. Like you said prior to this recording, you said that if don't nobody else show up with Durant, it's going to be a long night.
Mm-hmm.
So if don't nobody show up in the next four games, they may get swept. Because the Memphis Grizzlies ain't going to stop. They put out Lob City like it won none.
Here go my thing. I don't see them getting swept because, okay, let's say the next two games, nobody shows up for OKC. In that third game, Kevin Durant is going to come in there and he gonna finally get on his, he gonna get on some Kobe type ish. He gonna get on some LeBron and Cleveland type ish, where it's like, it's do or die. Like, if I don't win this game and I don't put this team on my back, then we're not going nowhere. So I don't see them getting swept. What's your final prediction?
This is really, really tough.
It was tough for me too, but I'm solid with my choice now.
Damn, man. This is
go ahead and say it. I think you finally coming to the conclusion that I had to come to.
Memphis and seven.
Likewise, man. And trust me, they gonna bring the house down in game seven in OKC. They gonna bring the house down.
Kevin Durant, my nigga, man. I hate it had to be him.
Yeah, man.
I wish him all the best, man. I hope he get through it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this series.
Hey, I'm just being real with you, Carter. Somebody gonna drop the ball. Somebody not gonna show up one of these games, man.
Yeah.
And I hate to say Kevin Durant don't have that killer instinct, cause he do. It's just, We ain't never seen it. We got flashes of it, you know, here and there. But I'm telling you, dog, he gonna have to put up a 50 plus one, dog. Like, in order for him to establish himself as, you know what, I can put this team on my back, he gonna have a 50 plus game in this series, dog. It's gonna be oh so necessary, dog.
You right about that, though.
I'm just saying, man, the Twin Towers with Conley, dog, man. It's gonna be crazy, man, cause you know Memphis be throwing that three ball up and be dropping them.
Yo, this is.
Right. I know, man. Who would have thought, man? We would have been saying OKC not making it in the next round. Trust me, I didn't have that prediction. What was that, 2 weeks ago? I wouldn't have never said that. But then again, remember, I didn't even think Memphis was going to make it out because I definitely predicted the Clippers winning. But they fell apart. My gosh.
That's the will of Memphis, man.
Yeah, man. Memphis is a beast, dog. Memphis is a beast. So let's talk about the game that's still on right now. At this moment, Golden State versus San Antonio, man. What's your thoughts?
Yo, these San Antonio niggas about to get dubbed. They are literally about to get dubbed. Like 2 points away type dubbed.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Golden State versus San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Call now. It. We know, like, Steph Curry.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
he can
talk about it.
Like, all right, in the whole Denver series, we like, oh, Steph Curry can't keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got it every game. He did it every game.
Who said he ain't got it every game?
Nah.
Whoever said that, they out there.
Nah, like, people were saying Steph Curry can't possibly do this every game. He did it every game.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's carrying over into this game. Probably one of his
best. It's going to carry over throughout the playoff. It's going to carry over until they're not in here no more.
Yo, San Antonio, they beat the Lakers, of course, with a Kobe-less Lakers.
That's irrelevant, man. It's the same way with the Heat and the Bucks, man. It wasn't even no contest. It was just like what we was talking about with Mayweather. It was like sparring, man.
Right. Now.
It was pickup ball.
Golden State is a totally different problem.
It is.
They got, all right, Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. First of all, to go over what he does, it's nothing that you could possibly say. Like, he's going to get his. You know what I'm saying? Tony Parker, probably going to get his on a good night. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes he has shooting slumps. But what you got to think is, they got Andrew Bogut. They got Carl Landry. Like, they got
Harrison Barnes.
They got
Jared Jack. Let's not get these players. They just do.
They
man.
Got Klay Thompson. It's so many different good people.
Hey, let's not even forget the homeboy Draymond Green, dog. He even been stepping up.
Yeah. Yo.
Hey. How could we forget the man at the wheel, Mark Jackson? That's the reason these dudes is playing the way they playing.
Yeah.
That man is an insane motivator, dog. Whatever he's saying, dude, if you could bottle that up, boy, you can turn, you can turn anybody into a star.
you know what I be thinking though? I be thinking, what if they had David Lee?
Hey, I say.
Like, would you slap yourself? Like, if they had David Lee?
Yo, man, we haven't even made our predictions. I'm solid with mine. I'm curious where you standing. What's your thoughts? How is this series going to end?
I know that San Antonio are veterans and they've been here before.
Call it, man. Give us two numbers.
4-2 Golden State.
Nice. Nice. Same here, man. 4-2 Golden State.
Like, they're getting too old, man. Like, they've been old for a while, but they ain't gonna be able to keep running with this young team.
Hey, dog, they playing the way they playing right now, my nigga.
Transition three?
These niggas gonna get swept, dog.
Transition threes? Like, who in the league do transition threes?
Steph?
Like, what the fuck?
I don't even
want to talk about games.
I know, man. We done. That's sports. That's sports, man. Y'all almost got like an hour worth of sports, man. let's play y'all some music. This track right here is King Los featuring Fantasia. It's called Sky is the Limit. Oh, yeah.
Yo, I was the freshest nigga in all the graffiti in the rock Versace. Bumping Nas in the Maxima, dreaming the Maseratis. Before I started to shine, but this thing that I got inside me, I simply was improvising, was scheming, would not provide me. Demons that try to block me, they don't like me and me. If great minds think alike, it's less likely we link. I'm in a small, fancy cars, large, pretty homes. Dinner with Murray Blige, Sean Diddy Combs. And we gone, cause the money don't stop here. Millionaire jokes, cause it's funny how we got here. Laughing at my haters, no regards, no sentiment. I go so hard in your heart, so feminist. In love with the flaws, and I ball so intimate. I'm so full of flaw, how is God so generous? Imagine they could deprive me. Now I actually match the adjective that describes me.
Sky's the limit, so you know that you can keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit, so you know that you can have what you want, be what you want. Sky is the limit, so you know that you can keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit, so you know that you can have what you want, be what you want. Have what you want, be what you want.
Yo. I was only 16 when finding my heart was bitter. Robbed of my happiness and deprived of a father figure. Not knowing stripping me down was you revealing the boss. Not comfortable being broke and too familiar with loss. Walking through the dangers of aiming with my devotions. Harnessing my anger's a stranger to my emotions. Now I tell my jeweler to do me another bevel. Bigger and better, constant pursuit of another level. I put my foot to the pedal, push the push to the limit. Use the post on the block, get 100 points on the pivot. I'm just being specific, it run its course when you live it. I know niggas that got knocked with 100 joints in a civic, I made a choice in my situation, gained fortunate, so now I'm the voice of my generation. It's like the whole world playing whatever I say. Now just kneel down, put both hands together and pray.
Sky is the limit, so you know that you can keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit, so you know that you can have what you want.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? We back. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys definitely like that song. But now it's time to talk about games. Yes, we're hyped because we want to move things along. We know that we kept you in the sports for probably about, 4 hours, but don't worry about that. game of the week. Do you guys remember when Far Cry 3 came out? Yeah, last year. Well, yep. Guess what? They have an extension of the game that just dropped. It's called Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. What you need to do... go to IGN, type that game in, or go on your Xbox, your PS3, type that in. Yes, it is now available on Xbox as well as PS3. Download that, buy it, whatever you want to do, because if you're a Far Cry 3 fan, you're going to love it. You know what I'm saying? It's in like a futuristic type of feel to it with a cyborg. It's dope. I'm not even going to tell you guys anymore about it. It's the game of the week.
Spilling the beans.
You know what I'm saying? it's a good reason why it's the game of the week. So definitely go check it out. Now, the next thing we want to talk about, tournaments, rumors, and info. Now, what you guys might not know is we really don't have any info on tournaments. We haven't had much info on tournaments. We got to get into that. But we do got some rumors for you guys. Now, this isn't really a rumor, but...
Man, it's 2 weeks from now, baby.
Yeah, 2 weeks. The next Xbox will be revealed May 21st. What you want to do is definitely tune in. Probably www.ign.com or xbox.com. You definitely want to tune in to the reveal. I know that they're probably going to be streaming on YouTube and stuff like that. I wouldn't believe in YouTube too much, the technical errors. But, you definitely want to check that out. I know that Jay is psyched. I'm psyched,
Oh, yeah.
Because when the PS4 revealed, I was like, oh, shit. So, I'm just a council head at heart. So I do what it does.
Oh yeah, man.
But let's hop into gaming news. Yes, we're moving right along, y'all. We not playing around. What you thought we was gonna be up all night? Now, GTA 5. You guys have been hearing how much and how ecstatic we are to try to get this game when it drops. I'm gonna try to get it early. I don't know.
Hey, I already told you, man. All right. Did I tell y'all I took the PTO already? I got the days off.
Ooh, clap it up. Yeah. But GTA 5 has just released its character trailers. You guys definitely want to go to youtube.com, search GTA 5 character trailers, look at all three trailers. They are dope. My boy Regular Day 2975 did his reviews on them. I was digging it. I was hype. I was fist pumping at the same time. Jay, how are you feeling about those trailers?
Oh man, they got me excited, dog. I'm ready to play the game, man. My only question to you is, which player are you ready to take reins as, man?
You know I gotta be the bank robber hood nigga, man.
Hey man, I'm all about Franklin too, dog. Like, yo man, I'm trying to see what Franklin be like, dog.
Hey, I'm gonna try to do all three, but the first one automatically.
I definitely gotta do Franklin first, dog.
Yeah, like, automatically. Like them Jones, I might live stream them Jones on my channel. That's how crazy the game gonna be.
No, that's gonna be wild if you do that, man.
Just pop the game in, instant live stream playthrough. We up 20 hours.
Hey, the only thing is, man, you gonna be up for like 24 plus hours, man. Niggas gonna be like, damn, this nigga is still on. I went to sleep and woke up and car is still playing.
Well, I'm gonna have a porta potty, everything ready.
Porta potty though, dog.
My bad.
Yo, but, man, I'm still tripping off the scale of this game though, man.
Yeah, it's gonna
Duh,
be.
How the hell are we gonna be getting around this map?
What you mean, seriously? Like
I mean, just remember, dog, you remember how big Red Dead was, dog. And they saying it's like double the size of Red Dead? Like,
yeah, you just gotta be like, Siri, help me get through GTA 5 maps. That's exactly what you gotta do.
Yo, that's gonna be crazy, man. I hope they got like some type of teleportation system or something.
yeah, because I remember like in the playthrough you had to ride around or you had to catch a jet, like, and it even took long to get to the airport. Like,
it did, man. It's crazy, son. But nah, I'm definitely looking forward to GTA 5, man. I cannot wait. Cannot.
All right, now next up. It's the Snoop Lion. B-O-double-G Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Snoop Dogg is coming out with a new game on iOS. It's called Way of the Dog, not Way of the Lion. How you wearing a Rasta Bean hat, but your dog is... Snoop Dogg, though. You Snoop Dogg. Like, stop it. Stop it, Snoop. Stop it. Please, you're killing me, bro. You're killing me.
Hey, man, I love the way the game got, like, Guitar Hero type aspects to it, but it's, like, for shooting. And, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, he's supposed to be, like, some Tai Chi master, and he's shooting random people. Like,
yeah,
it's the weirdest looking game ever, man.
Yeah, it's one of those ninja type hood story. I don't know.
It is a very random game. It's like, it's got nothing else to do.
If you lie, you gonna love that game.
Yeah, man. That game is probably gonna be the joint to you. Literally, the joint.
But, next up, man. Yeah, you definitely want to check it out, though. But, we got some news about Call of Duty Ghost. Yeah, yep. Man. The name has dropped. The trailer teaser has dropped.
I can't believe that was real, man. We talked about that. We thought it was BS, that name.
And it was real. Hey. See, our rumors come true.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, I still think it's kind of a whack title, but
yeah, that's me. Hopefully, you know, that it'll be like customizable masks, as in like a pullover joint. You can do it in game.
That'd be joint.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then you can look at them like third person. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's just me doing some stupid stuff thinking. But
they need something different going on.
Yeah, but they did drop a little bit of info on a single player and multiplayer. So you guys definitely want to go to the game forums, IGN.com, read up on the news. It's definitely stuff you want to hear about and listen for, because what it is they're trying to say that this game will be the most sold Call of Duty ever. So it must be something that they're holding back, they're not telling us.
I mean, like, what's the rationale for making that type of claim?
Simply because every time a Call of Duty is done, everybody moves on to the next one.
Is that kind of like the like a hint that it might not even be on the current gens?
I don't know. That's what kills me, because the game, I think it's supposed to come out like
November.
Yeah, so
like it usually drops.
So when they're doing all these reveals now, and it's gonna take them about 6 to 8 months to perfect them before they start putting them in stores, Will they wait?
Or, these games, these new systems gonna be out by Christmas time. Easily.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out, like, what can they do?
You gotta launch some games with it. Like, it don't make no sense.
You're right. But they do have games scheduled and lined up for them. But with all these games that sell so much during October, November, December, I can't see them holding it off.
Yeah, man, you can't tell me that these developers didn't know that the new Xbox and the new PlayStation were coming out
right
this year.
I feel as though what they're going to do is they're going to drop it with the Xbox 360 and the PS3. Then when the new system comes out, it's going to take like a month or two before the actual next game comes out for the next gen consoles.
And that will equal being the most sold, because nah, you made me buy it on 360 and now I got to go get it for my 720 or my 360,000 million billion. Whatever
did
number
it is. Did you just say 360 million billion?
Yeah, 360,000 million billion.
I don't even know what that is. Oh man, that's hilarious. But yeah, moving on to the next topic, guys. We want to have that fun topic slash question that we always have. Jay actually came up with this one. The top five coolest video game superpowers.
That's now, right.
This is not comic book, not anime, movies. This is video game.
Yes.
I wish we could leave you a link to choose, but what you can do is go to my Twitter. I'm going to have the link probably somewhere, you know, right after the podcast goes up.
The funny thing about it is, if they just think about a superpower, 9 times out of 10, it's been in the game. Wouldn't you say?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, really, it's just a matter of just picking top five superpowers. And then if it just happened to be one that wasn't on the list, then maybe you should start trying to think of developing a game that implements that. Because that list was pretty extensive. It had like 50 of them joints.
Right. So, what's your top five?
My top five are invisibility from Crysis, control electricity from Infamous, regenerative healing for Wolverine, and this is the tough one. Like, it was between Deadeye Aim from Red Dead Redemption and Bullet Time from Max Payne. But at clutch time, I think I'm gonna go with the Bullet Time, and the last one is gonna be shape shifting from Prototype. So I want to be invisible. I want to be able to slow down time and shoot you. I want to be able to control electricity, regenerate my health, and shape shift into anything that I desire. That's my top five.
I'm kind of mad at you right now.
Why is that?
Because you just got everything so all forget you. All right. F that list. I'm about to do it old
school. That's a badass list right there.
I'm about to do it old school. I'm about to scroll through all 50 and tell y'all my top five. Now what? I got, Carter got to do things the wrong way. So, number five, mind control.
I like that.
The character Raz from, what is that, Psychonauts?
Mm-hmm.
Next up, immortality. You know, the character came from the Legacy of Kain Soul Reveal. Oh, no, Reaver. I'm sorry. Soul Reaver. That game, dang. I remember that game. That game definitely did come out in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of my first PlayStation joints. Invisibility of the character Prophet from Crysis. Yeah, super speed. Sonic the Hedgehog, baby. Yeah.
Like running like Jet Li in the one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dog.
That was one of my favorite cheat codes in San Andreas, man, was that super speed. Oh, man, I used to be running like the one, man. I used to be Usain Bolt before that nigga even knew anything about Usain Bolt.
Oh, man, I'm done. All right, now my last one. Now this is for all the hoes that love me. Teleportation from Corvo on Dishonored. Now, the reason is I want to teleport at a fast speed. Think about this. Ladies, if we doing it and your man come back in the crib, I'm out.
I gotta say, Carter, like the super and the teleportation is kind of redundant, don't you think?
No.
Why not? Like,
because
if
super,
you want to be super fast to get one place to another, but if you can teleport, you can just teleport there.
But I could teleport to different Earths.
Okay, so I'm just
worlds.
Okay, so what's the point of the super speed then?
The super speed to get me from one end of the nation to the next, whereas the teleportation to get me into a high security facility. You know what I'm saying? Easily.
I mean, if you could get into a high security facility, I think it could also take you from across the street.
All right. Let's do this then. Let's do this.
I'm
let's
trying to help
let's
you out.
Nah, let me get, let me give you a scenario. No. Let me give you a scenario. All right. Them grapes drop. All right, hold up.
Teleportation. Go for it.
Check it. Them grapes drop, right? Them grapes drop. Right? You wake up late. Super speed. To the back of the line. You know what I'm saying? They say, yo, we got 3 11s left. You a size 11. What you gonna do? You gonna teleport in that bitch, ain't you?
I mean, yeah, but like, it's just like, dog, like, I'm just saying, like, if it was me, I would have picked one or the other.
You know me, I ain't sure.
I ain't mad at you though. That's what's up. So y'all know the voicemail number. Oh, you don't? It's 313-744-3766. Call in and let us know what your top five superpowers would be, man. Please let us know. We want to know what those superpowers would be, people. Okay, before we get into music, y'all already know, man, we got a track for y'all. This is coming from Chance the Rapper featuring Ab Soul. It's called Smoke Again.
Who's smoking in my car? It's that nigga Chano, a.k.a. Mr. Bennett, a.k.a. Don't Need My Tenno. I got some folks in Lowen, I got some folks in Sino, a.k.a. 100 De Niro's. You ever seen Casino? I just got back with Bino. I got a bitch, but she know her friends then did the deal. That's Chicago lingo. Blame it hot with cheese and a kiwi mystic. My dick won't even collar, cause she left all that lipstick. Niggas be on dirt, that's why I stay on petty. I know that banger's jam, that's why my hands stay ready. Flip the candy, yum, that's the fucking bomb is. Lean all on the square, that's a fucking rhombus.
Talk to her phone again, leaving that hair on the road. So bitch, let's flex like a smoke again. I gotta smoke again, I got shit to do. Now I'm gonna talk to her on the phone again. Leaving that hair on the road again. So bitch, let's flex like a smoke again. I gotta smoke again, I got shit to do. Now I'm gonna talk to her on the phone again. Leaving that hair on the road again. So bitch, let's flex like a smoke again. I gotta smoke again, I got shit to do. Now I'm gonna talk to her on the phone again. Leaving that hair on the road again. So bitch, let's flex like a smoke again. I gotta smoke again, I got shit to do.
Yeah, them niggas piss, need potty train. They movement shit, that's a potty train. She ain't left yet, but she probably came. We kicked it, then I scored. Soccer game.
Yeah.
She was a phony goalie. I got great aim, no, don't insult me. I give it to you straight, this is what she told me. My name's Solo, cause I'm the one and only. She only got you as a nigga on the side. That's a nigga on the side of a side, bitch. Hey.
Then we got out of Dodge, like them Dukes of Hazzard. Music and tabs of Lucy. Take your chance with this rapper.
Yo, what's going on, guys? We back. It's time to talk about music. But the first thing we need to talk about is this goddamn blast of trash. Yeah, man. You ain't even know it. First of all, shout out to Wiz Khalifa for the change in Jay's life tonight. Two songs in a row where he's spitting, you know, not necessarily crack, but it's something that Jay would rather listen to than that. We banned on it. Cause we here, yeah. Smoke one.
All right, let's let them listen to a little bit of it. So this right here is 2 Chainz featuring Wiz Khalifa, or Wiz Khalifa featuring 2 Chainz. It's called We Own It.
2 Chainz. Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it.
You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, the same ones that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad I'm down with. Ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is call. Catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa.
All right. So, Carter, what's your thoughts?
2 Chainz Thunderbolt on this song.
Oh my God, he was terrible. Terrible.
Nothing,
bro.
Like, okay, even though their lyrics really had nothing to do with the movie, his lyrics just had nothing to do with nothing.
His lyrics don't ever have nothing to do with nothing. You know the best 2 Chainz lyric ever?
2 Chainz.
That's it. 2 Chainz. That's the only thing that songwriting every song he do. Everything outside of, like, I wish he would just get on the track and just, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz. You know, just scream 2 Chainz for the whole time. Like, don't even rap, my nigga.
Just straight up acapella? No.
I mean, just do it like on some Lil Jon shit. Just be ad-libbing in the background, man.
Yeah, I definitely could feel that. That would probably be hot.
No, just do that. Just 2 Chainz.
Yeah, that'll be hot. Start his own beat-making label.
The song, you like, where's the 2 Chainz? When is it coming? You know, you'll be trying to guess. Like, dang, I missed it.
Nah, yeah, the way I feel about that song, that's not something that I would blast. Because the beat is definitely for a Fast and Furious movie, but mm-hmm. not those lyricists. I would rather hear like a rock band on that.
I think the song would have been cool. Y'all know I'm not a huge fan of Wiz Khalifa, but I could deal with him. I just feel like replace 2 Chainz.
Right, replace him with like some type of rock star or something.
Yeah, like definitely replace 2 Chainz. I don't know who we gonna replace him with, but definitely replace 2 Chainz. So you saying trash, I'm gonna go trash with it too, man. No blasting this way around. I'm sorry, man. I gotta turn that down when I'm in the whip.
Yeah, that joint better not come on. I'm calling Barber 99 immediately. Take that shit off the air.
Yeah, can't play.
But let's jump into our second topic, you guys. It's time to review a couple music videos.
Yep.
First video, Wiz Khalifa featuring a whole bunch of different weirdos. The song is called "About Me." Okay, hook. I will say that the hook I like. Every verse, don't understand what they're talking about. The music video.
Shout out for that low budget. Shout out for that.
Yo, y'all gonna stop doing these white and
black. Oh, that was a white background, a couch, and a camera.
Son, like, what's up with? Yo, my man said, he said something in his rhymes about donuts, and they put donuts on the screen, literally. My nigga, come on. It's got to stop. Yo, did you see that new Lecrae music video?
Nah, I didn't.
You gotta see that. That faking, you gotta see that.
Man,
that
why didn't you tell us to do that?
I don't know, because I'm weird like that. I'm weird like that. I'm sorry.
See, man, this is what happens when we don't schedule the freaking agenda ahead of time, dog.
Right. But we're going to go over that Lecrae next week.
Spend time out to do that.
we're going to go over that Lecrae next week, but basically, this is something like that Lecrae video. You know what I'm saying? And then in the video, these dudes was doing wild, well, stupid stuff.
Lecrae is trying to make fun of niggas doing this, right?
Yeah, he was totally making fun. Like, crazy. But back to the Wiz Khalifa video. You guys just all in the video doing stupid stuff, wearing stupid clothes.
What was he wearing? Like some, he had a jacket with some pool balls on it.
I don't know if he was trying to big up Chris Cross or what, but
I don't know, man. Cause that, what was that outfit that, like, it was like back in the early 2000s where you had, like, the team logos on everything, man. He had the jeans and his shirts.
Yeah, man. He need to burn that, John.
Yeah. That...
Yeah, but Wiz.
It's like, you can't be bragging about spending $100,000 in a day and it look like you just went to, like, the Goodwill and picked up some.
Exactly.
Oh, fat rags, man.
So what's your whole total review of this?
That's trash, man. Don't even waste y'all time going to watch it unless you just want to get a good laugh.
Cool. Same here. Moving on to the next one. I actually like this video. Sean Kingston featuring Chris Brown and Wiz Khalifa. Damn. Wiz is all over this joint.
Man, man.
But the song is called Beat It. Video? Oh, I love it.
I love that video. Minus the fact that they didn't have a lot of black chicks in it, it was still dope.
Yeah, they had a lot of eye candy.
Yeah, they had a lot of eye candy, man. You know, some Mexicans, some little Italianos, man, but not that many black chicks, man.
And they look like they had fun, man.
And can I ask you this? What was your boy Chris Brown wearing once again? Yep. Like,
son, it's
what?
Something he going through in life, man.
Like,
like, I don't know, but he going.
I mean, like, both of those outfits, like, when he in the little corridor dancing by himself with, like, this long Matrix looking jacket.
That joint on a fly, that joint was kind of fly. I did like that joint.
I mean, but see, like, every nigga can't rock that though. Like, it worked because he's a nigga though. Like, you can't have, like, a hoodie that go down to your knees though, my nigga. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't rock though. Like, it looked like this nigga got like a onesie fucking night night on, dog, in that t-shirt. That's my nigga though, dog.
But no, he had so many different weird outfits in that video.
Like, hey, all I'm gonna tell you is, just do this. Put what Chris Brown had on Wiz Khalifa. Then what would you think of that shit? It's only hot because Chris Brown is wearing it. Like, real talk.
Right. You're right. Because Wiz had some cut-up white jeans. I was like, this dude's fool.
God, I was looking like, Wiz, why?
And then he tried to do the joint where they throw their shoulders back and do that.
You know what's funny to me is, since when did rappers start wearing tighter clothes than singers? Like, I swear, Wiz Khalifa clothes is tighter than Kingston's and Brown's clothes in this video, dog.
Yeah. His,
he can't blame it on being no skinny neither either, man. Like, I mean, them white jeans is hugging, dog.
I think it should have been in a Vice City video game, huh?
Man, yo, this shorty with the pink hair is like, yo, she's looking real nice, B.
Calm down. I seen her first. Nah, but,
saying, where's Khalifa with these white jeans with the holes in them, though? With a black hat and like.
Nah, see what had happened was Amber Rose and his wardrobe got mixed up.
Hey, can, like, I just ask things something? Happen. Since when did we start, rocking theme park clothing? Like, you know how when you go to the theme park and, you know, you gotta take your jacket with you on the school trip. Right. And then, you know, it get hot or it start raining and you don't need it no more. So you tie it around your waist.
Right.
Like, since when did we start doing that? And I just want to know, because Wiz Khalifa has a jacket tied around his waist and he's wearing a jacket. Isn't that kind of redundant?
Yeah.
And the jacket is zipped all the way up, dog. Like, really though?
We definitely bad. This is not even his video.
I know, man. Like, we ain't even talked about Sean Kingston. I mean, that's a good thing because we pretty much just roasting.
Yeah. But, Sean Kingston, good video. Nice features. Hey, beautiful eye candy.
Shout out to Breezy for, like, waiting to the end of the video to finally take his shirt off. Cause, I mean, we knew it was coming. Like, this dude never keeps clothes on, but, I mean, congratulations. I mean, we made it 3 minutes without seeing this dude's chest. So, yeah, that's good. I mean, they did a good job of showing off the ladies. I mean, it's so many different ladies and so many different persuasions. I mean,
right.
It only gotta be like two chocolate chicks, I swear. Like,
yeah, they just letting you know, man. It's them.
Yo, that shorty.
You seen my Instagram pic, right? When white chicks be like, hey, Asian chicks be like,
oh yeah, hi. Yeah. I mean, but that's truth though. You dropped that. That's that knowledge, man. That's that real.
Black chicks be like, fuck this nigga looking at.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But nah, they don't be like that when they trying to get in your video though. They right, like, who I right. gotta suck off to get in here?
But speaking of eye candy, let's move on to the next video.
I hit it first. He's yo, back.
My man Ray J just dropped the video for I Hit It First with a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Yo, she was looking dead on those like close up shots.
Yeah, she bad. She definitely was bad.
When they zoom the camera out though, it's kind of like, mommy, you trying too hard. But when they zoom it in, I'm almost like, damn, you kind of tricky. I almost thought that was Kim for me.
Now, what I can say is though, the cars that he had in that joint was dope. His choreographer needs to get shot. Like you can't just keep waving your hand up and down and in front of the screen. Like this ain't the '90s, nigga.
What about Mr. Irrelevant? Last pick in the rap draft.
Yo, we not speaking about Boy. I'm not giving him no pub. He was trash truck.
Hey, I don't even know his name. He's just Mr. Irrelevant.
Trash truck juice, B. This song is just titled Ray J, I Hit It First. No featuring Bobby Brackens or none of that. This nigga sound like the nigga that used to play with the Sixers. Ugly nigga.
So nah, man. Like, out of the three videos we review, I say you definitely need to check out that Sean Kingston. You can check out that Ray J for some shits and giggles. And don't even waste your time with that Wiz Khalifa about me, dog.
Waste of time.
Yeah. But hey, at least the budget wasn't that high.
I know, right? The budget was $12.
Yeah. The budget was all the money in that briefcase, man. It was like, yo, Wiz, like, yo, I'm gonna show it off, but I ain't spending it.
But let's talk about Usher real quick.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Usher is trying to get back into the movie business.
Woo, now, who told him to do that? What was the last movie he was in? Who shot the DJ?
Yeah. But
I mean, that nigga couldn't play a DJ right, Carter.
No.
How difficult is it to play a DJ?
I don't know.
Hey, you remember the movie he did, the scary movie?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yo, man, Usher need to stay in his lane. The sad thing about it is he's actually doing like a biopic. It's not focused on this boxer, but he's playing a boxer. Carter, let him know who he playing, dog. I can't even say this.
He's playing the great Sugar Ray Leonard, man. But the movie is totally about Robert Duran. I mean, Roberto Duran. I know a lot of people is probably going to try to crucify me for that. Roberto Duran, but... Usher has to move. Yeah. Now, the one thing I will say, he does look a little bit like Sugar Ray, but he has to lose 25 pounds in order to do it. You know what I'm saying? So 25 pounds, he's going to have to go on like a crazy lean diet. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all boxers are mostly lean. So, you know, like he used to be Sugar Ray Leonard size when he was a younger boy, but now, you know, as he got older, you know, he probably packed on pounds or whatever, or more muscle or whatever, or not even just doing anything and just letting his body do all the work. But now he actually has to learn how to box, spar. He has to get familiar with the ring. He has to learn moves. Like he's totally just doing this off of, well, I guess I look like Sugar Ray. My name is kind of good, right? No, maybe.
Are you going to buy Usher as Sugar Ray Leonard though?
No. As soon as I see him in the ring, I'm gonna be cracking the fuck up. I'm like, look at Usher.
The best thing is he's Sugar Ray, so we know he's not gonna catch no L.
I know, right?
Dude, sad, man. Next news topic we got is the homegirl, Lauryn Hill. She headed to prison for tax evasion for 3 months. Carter, here's my deal. What's up with these celebrities making all of these millions and millions of dollars and they ain't paying their taxes? Yo, if regular people can pay their taxes, why can't all these rich people pay their taxes? Like, why do they think they're going to get away with it? You making so much money, the government is definitely going to get a piece of it.
Nah, it's not even that the government is going to get a piece. Sometimes these people don't even know what half the stuff they don't with their money.
See, that was what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, is it just ignorance? The fact that people don't know what to do with this money and that they just wind up, you know, in these tax evasion cases because either they let the wrong person manage their money or they just didn't know how to properly fill out a tax form.
Yeah, they didn't fill out lines E, F, and G.
Yo, it's crazy though, man. Like, come on, dog. When you talking prison time, I'm gonna need you to get those forms right, man. You make enough money to pay somebody legit.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when you getting royalties and stuff like that, and you trying to live a certain lifestyle, like, I don't think Lauryn Hill is out in the public where she's living, like, a crazy lifestyle and spending all this types of money. You know, $900,000 tax, you know, it's kind of crazy. They said that she did pay her bill.
Still locked away. That's how you know she black.
Right, right. They got
to
make
it ain't about the money, nigga. We trying to lock you away and give you a felony record.
But that's crazy, though, because how could you face up to 3 years, yo? 3 years.
No, it's 3 months, I thought.
No, it's 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, it says she was sentenced to 3 months, but she could have been facing up to 3 years.
Oh,
but she
man.
Received a reduced sentence.
Oof. They were trying to lock her away and throw away the key.
Yeah, basically what she did was she had to file, you know, being guilty, of course, you know, taking that slap on the wrist and, you know, doing her little 3 months. But of course, you know, she's going to be living like a goddess for 3 months.
Maybe.
Nah, real rap. People like this. Nah, she's not going to be in there getting her coup licked and stuck.
I mean, unless you want that.
I mean, that's up to her. Real trap, that's okay.
Yo, man. Hey, I heard the brat was living it up when she was in there, man.
Ooh-wee. Getting her hair braided every day.
I know, right?
Nah, man, but hold your head, Lauren. You know what I'm saying? Start paying your shit. Stop playing.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something that we haven't talked about in a few weeks, man. The Cash or Pass, it is back.
I know, man. And this is an album that we totally missed. We could have did this like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
No, we've been doing so many put five on this, man. We done forgot about people dropping real albums. So many people doing these mixtapes and going on tour.
The mixtape game is popping. Like whole bunch of mixtapes been dropped in the last 2 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, it's definitely heavy, man. I'm gonna have to tell you about that J. Cole, man.
Yeah, that Truly Yours too.
That J. Cole, man.
That's hitting, man. I really wanted to play a track off of that joint, dog.
Oof.
Y'all gonna have to wait till next week though, man. I already had the track list made up.
But let's talk about Tyga's Hotel California.
Let's do that, man. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts is YMCMB. Tyga is still the same rapper as in when he said that line, what was it? I watch ESPN, she watching something.
Oxygen.
Like he's still the same rapper as then. He hasn't had any type of evolution. He hasn't evolved. So I feel as though this album, it was just with the features that he had. As long as he had good features, it made for a great album. I'm not saying that he's a horrible rapper. It's just, you know, until he breaks out, because he says that he's one of the most lyrical, and I really don't see it much.
Yeah, man. Like, I even had a few people tell me that, you know, Tyga be doing some deeper stuff. I'm just like, where is it, man? Where is that? Like, cause all I hear is this popcorn rap that he be dropping.
Exactly.
And it's whack, man. I really don't like it.
This album sound like 187. It sound like, what's the mixtapes? I'm in this bitch or I'm the shit. He made a bunch of different mixtape series and this just basically sounds like one of his mixtapes.
Yeah, it's no different, man.
MMG all over it, YMCMB all over it, MCN, same old.
For me, it's a pass, man. I'm not spending my money on that.
Yeah, I'm not spending my money touring. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
And I wouldn't recommend anybody spend their money on that Tyga Hotel California, man. No shade for Cali, no shade to Tyga, but nah, man, that album just ain't worth the cash, man.
Yeah.
It's not worth the cash.
Not worth it. I'm going to have to pass on it as well. Sorry, guys.
Yo, man, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Feel free to hit the hotline. That's 313-744-3766. It's a few things that y'all can call in and, you know, share y'all thoughts on. For example, in sports, y'all can call in and let us know what y'all top five NBA small forwards are. But games, definitely call in and let us know what y'all top five superpowers are. And music. Let us know, man. Let us know what y'all think about, you know, Usher playing Sugar Ray Leonard, man. Like, are you buying that? Do you see Usher as boxer Sugar Ray Leonard, man? That's crazy to my mind, but hey, man, that's life. Also, if you want to continue to get a shout out at the top of the show, you know what you need to do. Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review for the SGM podcast. You can say whatever you want in the description. Your name can be whatever. I will try my best to pronounce it on the show, but as you saw earlier, I will probably butcher it. But hey, you'll still get a shout out. We'll still show you love, and we will still kindly and gratefully accept those 5 stars. Now, if you want to email the show, you can now do that as well. You can email us at sgmpodcast@yahoo.com. So if you got ideas for topics, you got something that you want to say and you don't feel like calling the number, yo, you can email us, sgmpodcast@yahoo.com, yo. Carter, anything you want to say before we close out?
I just want to let y'all know that it's 12:40 a.m. That's how dedicated we are to get you this podcast, guys. Thanks for listening.
I'll be up in 4 hours to go back to work.
Same here.
So, yeah, man, it's much love. We are dedicated to this thing. And the song that y'all going to be listening on the way out is none other than the homeboy Tyga featuring 2 Chainz. The song is called Hijack. Hey, we might have passed on the album, but, yo, he still had a few songs here and there. Hope y'all enjoy it. Until next time, man, this is your man Jay and
KC.
That's right, man. Y'all stay blessed, live, and love life. Thank God for another podcast. Deuces!
The hooligan drop top one shot shooter. Money on my mind, bitch, I'm all about the moolah. Motherfucking beast, bitch, call me King Cooper. Got bitches like Hooters, we ain't smoking that hookah. Big Kush, paparazzi in the bush. Mob deep, now they shook. Got a castle full of crooks. Hijack like the hook. All the bitches wanna fuck. I'm a good ass nigga, I don't need no luck. Good Molly, partying in the after party. Pull up in the Rolls, but I'm leaving in a red Rari. All my niggas getting money like Saudis. Black Mafia shit, John Gotti. Pussy money, we got all that. Nigga talk shit, get your head cracked. Round with the racks, thing on my lap. Steal your bitch, call it hijack. Hijack, hijack. Pussy money, we got all that. Nigga talk shit, get your head cracked. Steal your bitch, call it hijack. Hijack.